Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Jesse.
I'm Alec.
I'm Jake the Snake Reuben.
And like I said, this is Screenplay, the improvised movie, a podcast where we write a movie together on the spot, all made up.
Yes, sir.
And
yes. Boys.
Boys.
Boys!
Today we are celebrating.
What are we celebrating?
It's been a little over a year since the very first episode of the podcast came out.
Holy schnizer! Wow!
This is also, what, a monumental episode for us? Because it's, what, episode 20?
Episode 20.
It is episode 20.
Wow. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, I tried to make it so we coincided with each other. Look at us go. So yeah, we've been doing this for a little over a year. March 11th was the first date. We're a little bit behind, but that's because Jake got a little bit sick.
I had mono, and I still do.
But he's feeling better, so
I am feeling better, raring
to go.
Not gonna win.
So today we're doing a special episode. Ooh.
What are we doing? What makes it special?
We are going to be doing our first sequel episode.
What? Is that even allowed?
Jesse, is it allowed?
It's allowed.
Good! Good!
I don't like this bit that we're pretending that we don't know what's happening.
It's my bit. I always ask what movie we've watched, even though we all know what it is.
Yeah, we screen them beforehand. So what we're doing is that we're not going to be basing this episode off of a TV show or movie one of us has seen recently. Instead, we are going to be basing off of the very first episode of Screenplay.
And what is it?
Called Classified.
Whoa.
So we are going to be doing a quick little recap of that for anybody who may not remember that episode or maybe hasn't listened to that episode.
If you haven't listened to it, go listen to that one.
Now is your time to listen
to
it.
Yeah, now you got the time.
Just otherwise, if you're angry about it, email Alec.
Email
me if you don't understand what's happening.
Just write Alec, me confused, me confused.
Me big confused.
So if you don't remember the plot of our first ever movie, it is a secret agent thriller that we based off of the TV show Killing Eve.
Killing Eve.
By the way, real quick, I just want to interject. I haven't seen another episode of Killing Eve since I watched it for that first episode. I only watched like the first five episodes, and I haven't touched that show since.
So our main characters are Xavier and Kim, who are secret agents who they work at the secret agent organization.
Yes.
So, they get sent over to Russia to infiltrate a
Serpent
enemy,
society.
Yeah, a terrorist organization known as Serpent.
So they're doing reconnaissance and they're spending 30 days hanging
30
out.
30 nights.
They spend 30 days and 30 nights hanging out with the janitor's grandson.
Toby the Third.
Yeah,
Toby
who also has some history with our female lead, Kim.
Yes.
Because her husband is dead.
Phil.
R.I.P. in peace, Phil.
He surely doesn't come back.
No, we'll get to it, Alec.
Possibly.
So what happens is they get picked for the the secret mission as double agents, right? And Xavier bonds with the villain because he was once deep cover as a warlord
in Australia.
In Australia. The Australian
warlord
where he had child soldiers.
Stop.
That he used just for soldiers and nothing else.
So, our heroes, they kill the villains, they stop the evil plot to destroy all of democracy and whatnot.
I want to give a quick shout out to Cole. He was like the blind
assassin
of like the main villain, Dolph. And Cole was so funny.
Yeah.
So well, funny.
Speaking of democracy, I think we should also give a shout out to Franklin Roosevelt, the actual Franklin Roosevelt, who made an appearance. We weren't sure. Maybe there's some kind of cloning operation going on. Who knows?
Yeah.
Ooh, who knows?
And R.I.P. to his girlfriend, Francesca, who died.
You're so funny. You're so funny, Franklin.
You're so funny, Franklin.
So we you know, we go to our final scenes of the movie. The janitor Toby has been promoted to director of the secret organization. Kim and Xavier are good friends.
Good
don't they
friends.
Make out at the end?
They literally make out.
Was
at the
it
end.
Them or was it her him and Toby the third?
It was Kim and Xavier in like an after credit scene.
We
and then who shows up?
Ooh, yeah, who shoot up but her husband, Phil?
Phil.
Her
he's dad. Alive.
And that's wow. it. That's where we left it.
Well, no, there's one more after credit scene.
Was there two after credit scenes? Wow,
yeah,
they were doing
two.
Marvel before Marvel was doing Marvel.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So Dolph got shot in the face during the last face-off. So we were like, oh, he's dead. But actually, he takes off a mask. And it was like a Kevlar face mask. And who's underneath it? But we said it was Toby the Second, even though the audience wouldn't have known what he looked like. But we say it's Toby the Second.
Toby the Second. He looks like a mix of Toby the First and Toby the Third.
Yeah, sure.
A perfect mix. A pix.
So that was our movie that
our
we
movie.
First wrote. And oh boy.
Also, there was music at the beginning.
Right, there was music at the beginning of the podcast, and
we had
a
fucking theme. We had a theme song, but every single time that we use it on YouTube, we get a copyright claim. So I'm like, we don't really need it.
If you can write us a song, send it to us. We'll give you $5.
Yeah, please use like a typewriter in it. I really like that motif.
Lots of clicking, lots of clacking, you know, lots of clunking.
Yeah, please. Let us know.
Send Alec a typewriter. Hashtag get my mans a typewriter.
Dude,
hashtag
dude, if you could
get, classified
get Tom Hanks on the phone. He likes typewriters.
Tom Hanks, can you write us a song?
How about you get
Tom Hanks
on the
is
phone?
Listening.
Hell yeah,
like,
he is.
I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
What if Tom Hanks is listening right now?
Tom Hanks,
I'd be like, oh,
I just want you to know. I just want you to know I love you. You're great. Woody's an inspiration to me.
Woody's kind of a square.
Is Woody kind of a square? I thought he was a little conniving.
Bro, he fucking gets it with Bo Peep. Have you seen Bo Peep?
Yeah, she's porcelain, dude.
Yeah, she is a toy. You are a toy! That's my Woody. Everybody,
okay, I think as a child I liked Buzz Lightyear a lot, but as an adult watching those movies, Woody is definitely the best character.
I mean, especially in Toy Story 4, because Buzz Lightyear fucking gets the can in Toy Story 4.
It's because Tim Allen is canceled.
Yeah, Tim Allen's canceled. Chris Evans is now Buzz Lightyear.
Wait, why is Tim Allen canceled?
Just because he's a Republican.
Yeah, he likes Trump, I think. I don't know. He
I
said
don't know,
something.
Man.
All right.
Let's get started.
Interior apartment night. Our two heroes are standing... Our two heroes, Kim and Xavier, they are standing in front of the door with their mouths agape as Phil is looking at them. We're starting right in the middle of the action, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh baby.
Phil? Is that you?
Kim, who is this?
This is Phil, my dead husband, who died because of serpent.
He doesn't look very dead.
Well, Phil?
Yes, it's me, Kim.
How are you here? How are you alive? What happened?
You see, Kim, I went deep undercover.
Okay.
There was a body double involved. There was a robot involved. I just need you to know, long story short, I didn't die by serpent's hands, and I'm here to get you out of here.
Kim motions to Xavier. They go into, like, the back room.
What? Where the fuck are you going?
Wait, hold on one second.
Sidebar. Excuse us a moment.
Excuse
okay.
I don't trust him.
Obviously, I don't trust him. You said he's...
Okay. See, here's the thing. Here's what I think. Body double? What if he's the body double?
A body double is usually for, like, faking your death, but okay. Yeah, what if he's a double?
I think he's, like, a clone.
Oh. that's interesting. Mm-hmm. He could be a clone.
I should ask him a question only he would know.
Yeah, ask him a question only he would know.
What's a question?
What do you think? Ask him where... No, it'd be too easy. It's got to be like a secret. That's something that you wouldn't be able to know unless you were married to you.
Okay, I think I thought of something. All right, let's go back.
Okay, we're going back.
Okay.
They walk in. Phil is getting himself familiar with the place, even though he's very familiar with the place.
He's also making a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he's like making himself at home.
Even though it's night, why is he drinking coffee at night?
Whoa. Suspicious.
So, Phil.
Yes, Kim, my love.
Okay, I have a question. Whoa. I'm trying to figure out if you're the real Phil or not. So I'm going to ask you something only you would know.
I understand.
Okay, thank you. What do I put on my hot dogs?
Okay.
None other than ketchup, mustard,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Relish,
yeah.
And some chopped onions.
God damn, he got it right.
Oh, can we sidebar again for a
okay,
second?
Okay.
Oh, come on. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
They exit to the other room.
Keep making yourself your night coffee, Phil.
Okay.
Okay.
They exit to the other room. If someone watched you just buy a hot dog, like, they would know what you get on your hot dog. It's not, that's not like a secret.
All right. Do you have any ideas?
No. Ask him about, like what your goal was in your marriage previously.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
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 All right.
Also, don't fall back in love with him again.
They walk back out. Oh, by the way, Phil, if that is even your real name, this is Xavier. I've moved
on. Hi.
I've moved on because you've been dead. So we'll talk more about this later. But first of all, I need to ask you another question. What is your goal? Wait, no.
What?
What's your goal?
No. What's my goal? Yeah, now you're asking me? Well,
no, don't
honestly,
tell him. Don't tell him.
Okay,
listen,
no, just kidding.
Phil, if that's your real name, again, hi, Xavier, new boyfriend. So, Kim here is trying to ask is, you know, what was the goal? What was the ultimate goal in your marriage
what
previous to your fake death?
Mm-hmm.
Phil looks longingly at Kim. She looks back, remembering the fond memories. Phil does that little thing where he runs his hands through his hair. He's like, he smirks a little bit, and he looks at Xavier, and he says, "Look, man, our goal was to make a family."
He's right. Phil's right. He always
okay,
is right.
Well, okay, well, that's kind of like a generic goal. Like,
I have an idea. I have an idea. I have an idea.
Is this another question?
No.
Like...
No. So, tomorrow, Xavier and I are going into work, and at work, we have some truth serum. And I was thinking, what if we just truth serum you?
If that's what it takes, just know that... I'm literally like on the clock right now. We got to get you out of here.
I don't understand. What?
Wait,
on the clock for what?
I have to leave? Where am I going?
Look, the serpent knows you two are still alive. They're following you.
Obviously, you're working for Serpent. Why are you telling us this?
I was
serpent
a double
boy?
Agent. You... They killed me, and now I'm
story.
Here.
Well,
we
if they killed you,
agents.
Then why are you here?
Because there was a body double.
What if you're the body double?
Just then a missile goes through the window and blows up the apartment.
It's slow motion.
Intro credits roll.
It's a Mad World plays in the background. And then it transitions into Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. I realized that's Soul Man I was thinking of, I think. I'm a soul man.
That's how Bad to the Bone goes. It's Bad to the Bone.
It's a very similar rhythm. Yeah, yeah. They're both blues. But like, yeah, I'm a soul man. It's a very repetitive. Never mind.
All right. Exterior.
And then a soul man plays.
exterior destroyed apartment. There, our heroes are kind of picking through the rubble. Xavier, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. She, like, lifts stones and rocks off him. We need to call Toby. We need to make sure everything's okay. Wait, is Phil? Phil, are you here?
Phil is gone.
See?
He is nowhere to be seen.
Of course he's not here.
I really...
How do we know he wasn't just, like, a hologram?
Whoa, did you touch him?
I didn't touch him. Did you touch him?
I didn't touch him either.
The coffee maker was on, though.
But you know that that's wireless and it's also magnetic. Your things just go to it.
You're right. I guess they could have patched into your coffee maker.
We need to go to the office.
We need to go to the office now.
All right. Should we fly there? Not like organically. I mean, just like...
I mean, I was thinking about driving, but...
I mean, we have no time. We need to wait.
And then all of us... So Kim touches something on her little watch device, and the backpack that she was wearing turns into a jetpack.
Kim, you don't have to wear that everywhere.
Well, we're flying, so hop on my... No, yeah, I'll hold you.
Yeah, there you go.
Xavier crawls onto her, and he, like, hangs onto her like a sloth would. Like, from the front, because the jetpack's on the back, obviously.
She leans into her backpack and talks into the microphone. Backpack! To the office. Right away, my lady.
Right away, my lady.
It tips his little backpack hat. The backpack starts to take off, and boom, through the sky. They're going through. They see all the sights, and then they're at the office, but the office is destroyed, too. It's rubble. Outside is Toby the First, who's standing, looking confused.
He's mopping up some rubble.
Toby?
Oh, this is gonna take forever.
Toby, you don't have to. Toby, you don't have to mop anymore. You're not the janitor.
Wait, let us land.
Oh, that's right.
Let's land.
Oh, yeah, let's land.
Kim, Xavier, you're here.
You are landed. Thank you, backpack. You're welcome. Toby,
Kim, Xavier,
was the office attacked too?
It was. I don't know what happened. It's crazy.
Toby, we love you.
I love you too. Look,
we're so glad you're okay.
What happened to you guys? You guys look like you're all singed and stuff. What happened?
Well, we were at Kim's apartment, and a missile.
You
came
two were at Kim's apartment. Ooh la la.
Well. Yeah, we should probably let HR know. Yeah,
we're dating.
Yeah, you should. Well, HR's dead, so.
Oh.
So I'll
just do it in secret.
Well, I know.
Oh.
I could fire you, but... Look, okay, look.
Okay.
What
Toby,
happened?
You're such a gossip.
You know, fucking... Did you hear about what happened with Stasia?
What happened with Stasia?
What happened with
She's
Stasia?
She's dead. She died. Oh,
God, Toby, you need to keep your mouth
that's
shut.
So,
you're
that's
running
so,
that.
That's
keep
such it a Stasia
secret.
Thing.
Yeah.
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 Also, she was... Never mind.
Oh, no, she was what?
Wait, what was she? Now I'm
what
curious.
Was she, Toby?
Toby, tell us!
Well, Stasia, she... You know the book club? You know the book...
We
you
know the book club.
I know the book club, yeah.
She... I found out that she was just reading erotica for the... This is
so
dumb.
She disregarded the book club and read erotica.
Indeed. Anyway. So what happened to you? You singed.
I was going to say, do you have any... Okay, wait. So our apartment got blown up, right? But guess who was there?
Oh, your apartment. Yeah.
My apartment. Take
one
guess who was there.
I don't pay rent. I just...
Oh, you guys haven't moved in yet? Oh, that's a little
weird. Well, I'm just there a lot. It's
he's mooching and he's smooching.
Hey. Mm. They fist bump.
They fist bump. She tries to kiss Toby, realizes she's kissing the wrong person. Turns around. Oops, sorry, I got I'm all over the place. Okay. So our apartment blew up. Was it a missile that hit the building? The headquarters?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I was here.
No.
Wait.
No, not our apartment. The building. The office building.
Oh.
I'm
sorry.
Asking you. Was
sorry,
it a missile?
I misheard shit. Yes, there was several missiles.
Wow.
Oh, okay. But you said somebody was at your apartment. What happened?
Here's the weird part. It was Phil.
Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Phil said he was a double agent. Did you know anything about this? Were you keeping this a secret from me, Toby?
Yeah, Toby. Well, we thought you would be Toby, very hard-pressed to keep a secret. You tell us
even
everything.
Though you recently came into a position of power, I know that you know everything going on in the office.
I am the gossip. Okay, look. Follow me. Toby leads both Kim and Xavier to a neighboring building across the street. He types in some numbers into the keypad. And all of a sudden, instead of the door opening, on the other side, an elevator comes up. Whoa. He opens the door.
Toby, what is this?
I've never seen this place before. I've been working here every day. So.
I've also worked here every day since plus one.
Oh, you've worked here every day plus one then, so.
And I've never seen this place. Toby, what is this?
Well, I've never seen you. Just kidding. We're dating. We're fucking.
Well, you know, the janitorial staff.
Yeah?
We're called more than that.
What do you
call? We're also called the cleaners.
Yeah, so that sounds like a synonym.
Yeah, it's basically just saying janitorial staff, but like in a more broad way.
That's like work in the office, or
but it's like it's like a thing, you know, when like movies and TV shows where like the cleaners are like the people who clean up like bodies and whatnot.
Sure.
Anyway, we're the cleaners. I know everything. I cleaned up that attack against Phil.
So you knew he was.
You knew he was.
I
dead.
Knew. Something happened. Something wasn't right there.
Well, he died. That's the thing that happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Is his
can
body
we fucking,
down there?
Yeah.
Can
we go in the elevator?
I'm catching quite a drift outside.
Yes.
It is quite. Zoom out. It's quite breezy. Zoom back in.
Establishing shot of the building.
The windy building.
Several establishing shots of the windy building.
Yeah, we paid a lot of money
we
for
paid
that shot.
A lot
shot.
Of money for this building. It's a nice building. All right.
They ride the elevator to the down to like this
inner
it's sort
sanctum.
Of like an abandoned that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby leads them to the morgue.
The morgue also has like the big fire thing. What's that called? The
incinerator?
Yeah, the incinerator.
Where they cremate bodies.
Uh-huh.
He takes them to one of the shafts, like the cool doors. he opens it up. You see, you guys.
Jake, are you laughing about shaft?
No, I'm laughing about doors.
Good. As he's about to open the door, he's like, you see, I took Phil's body back.
We just sat in silence this entire ride down. Now you say something?
It was for dramatic effect, okay?
Yeah.
That was really dramatic. We were over here talking.
Dramatic. It was kind of awkward a little bit, Toby.
Yeah, a little bit.
You see, I brought Phil's body back from that mission.
Yes.
But just a few weeks ago... He slides the little cubby out, and there's nothing in the body bag.
Where's the body?
Yeah, I don't understand.
The body went missing.
What?
I don't know what happened. I searched every single security camera.
I was just going to say, we looked at the... Can I look in the bag?
Wait, I have a question. Hold on. How did you know the body wasn't here?
Yeah, why are you checking Phil's body?
Were you just here down with the bodies, Toby?
I did routine
Toby,
check. I'm still
with these
I'm still a janitor. What?
What were you doing with the bodies?
What were you doing with the bodies?
We keep it. We keep them safe.
You're dealing the bodies.
What the fuck,
Toby?
He's the one who.
Xavier goes to like another room and he opens like a door and he looks away. But, like, as a visual gag, you can see, like, several bodies are set up in, like, a tea party fashion. Toby frantically goes and shuts the door.
Nothing in there. Just,
fine,
some,
you know
that's
what?
That's the closet.
What you do on your own time is fine. Just, we want to know, where did the body go?
Do we have any clues? Can I use my new pen?
Any leads? Was there any serpent chatter that we picked up? No, not whispering chatter.
Well, if you look inside the bag,
Yeah. They open up the bag.
There's the P's and Q's and squiggles of serpent written all over it.
Well, this was definitely serpent's work.
Oh, yeah. You can tell they wrote their signature on it.
Yeah. They're essentially like, serpent, serpent, serpent. Here's what we should do. We should go, Xavier, we should go to your house.
Okay. I haven't cleaned up in a while, but okay.
Because we know, you know, you can say it with me. No, that's okay. I'll just say it.
Yeah, you can
all
just say
new
it.
Initiates to the
organization,
the spy organization. We all get our very own spy kit, and
right.
mine got blown up. But you should still have yours.
I do. It's in a closet.
Light. With the black light and
with the black light.
Okay, yeah. And the fingerprint scanner and the little sucker. Mine was blueberry.
Mine was, believe it or not, cherry.
Did you eat it yet?
I did. I did it after 1 year like you would a wedding cake.
I saved mine. I never got to eat it.
Oh. It just got blown up by a missile now too.
I know. All right, so...
we got to Xavier's house. It's like a mess. There's clothes everywhere. It's dusty. A rat runs by.
Kim's like, ew!
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Ugh, so I've been... So I've
you
been
need a clean, clean,
stop,
clean.
Stop. I was
clean.
In Russia
it's
for
disgusting.
Like... No, stop. I was in Russia for like a month, and then I've been staying at your place.
So have I. I've also been in Russia, and I've also been in my place.
Well, I know,
my place isn't gross.
Okay, fine. Well, we can talk about this later, okay? Toby's
okay.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes to the closet and he opens the door and he moves a couple cardboard boxes and there it is. It's just like a metal box, like an ammunition box almost, and it just mm-hmm. on the top says spy kit.
Kim tries to open it, but her fingerprints don't match the thing. Oh shoot, I forgot. Here, you have to open it.
Yeah, here you go. Xavier opens the box with his fingerprints and they pop out and Kim grabs the black light. And the cherry sucker.
And the
stick, because he ate it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's licking it. Oh, my God.
I taste some little traces of the cherry. Okay. Well, here's what I'm seeing with the black light. She turns on the black light. Everybody turn off the lights.
Yeah, Toby goes and turns off the lights.
God, Toby's so old. He's starting to irk me a little bit. I loved him so much, but he's really just moving slow.
Well, I think since now he's been our boss, I kind of starting to resent him a little bit, honestly.
What's going on?
Shut up, Toby.
Okay.
I love you, Toby.
He pulls out a mop and he starts mopping.
Yeah.
He starts cleaning up the place.
It's really not that dirty.
It is disgusting. Okay, so if we look in the suitcase, the body bag. They look in the body bag. She scans it, and then inside it says, cold, cold, cold. What do you think this means?
I think it means that Toby put Phil in there while he was alive. And he wrote really, really cold all over the place.
What if it's
Phil
a clue?
Did?
Yeah, well, he was inside the body bag.
He's like, ooh.
He's like, it's very cold in here.
What?
I guess it is a morgue, so...
What if it's a clue? I think we have to go to Alaska.
Oh, no.
I'll allow it.
Okay, wait. Are you... Okay, what do you think? Do you...
I think your instinct is right, though, because Alaska is cold, but also...
Alaska is cold.
It's where your honeymoon was, right?
You know what? That's right. That's where, you know, I had... I saw Toby the Third again on my honeymoon. I saw him again.
Yes.
He was with me on the honeymoon.
Yes, I remember you telling the story.
He acted as the pool boy, but he was really my poo boy.
Kim, you don't need to be gross about it.
Sorry. We did like poo things. Sorry, I won't get one anymore.
Stop it.
Oh, jeez.
No, stop it, okay? We've been dating for like a month.
Look, I think because I went on a honeymoon in Alaska, we have to go to Alaska now. So
I agree. I think we should charter a couple tickets and go.
Okay.
And look for your missing husband who may or may not be alive.
Well, here's the thing that we haven't talked about. We killed the head of Serpent. Serpent should be gone by now.
Right,
who's
but what
in charge?
What if it's like a splinter cell almost?
What is that?
That's like another leader rose up.
Oh, it's like Hydra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, we've seen the Marvel movies.
Oh my god, Toby, shut up.
Oh god, what? Toby, we're here.
It's way past this. At the end of Endgame, I was done.
I liked Endgame. Yeah.
I did too. It was cool.
Okay, I agree with you, Toby.
All of a sudden, Toby gets a call on a phone. Oh, what?
What's Toby, going on? Who is it? Who is
it's
it?
Your phone. It's your phone, Toby. Answer Toby. It.
I have a lot of phones. I'm a part of a secret agent organization.
Right.
Toby, okay. You need
he pulls out like six phones. He sees one of them is lighting up. He flips it open. I haven't used this phone in years. He looks at the caller ID. It's unknown. He answers it. Hello?
Hello. Toby.
I know that voice from anywhere.
It's me.
Little boy Toby?
It's me, Dad. It's me.
Wait, who is it? Put it on speaker.
Did you get my present?
He puts it on speaker. Can you say that last part again?
Am I on speakerphone?
Yeah, you're on speakerphone now.
Hi.
I shouldn't say their names. They're agents.
I'm Kim.
Kim.
Okay. I'm glad you're all in the same place.
Are you going to try to bomb us again? That's really annoying.
Shut up, Kim. I successfully bombed all of you.
Oh, my God. Oh, so
it was you.
It was me who sent the missiles.
Oh, that wasn't very nice, Toby.
You're right, wait, father.
I taught you better than that.
You're right. You're weak.
This is your
son? Yes, this is Toby the Second.
Toby the Second, sometimes called Toby Jr.
I haven't talked to you in years. How's it going, buddy?
I'm very angry.
This is a sweet moment.
He's angry.
Father, I'm angry.
Why? What's going on? Are you okay?
I've been wrong.
Do
you need money? Do you need money?
There are so many people talking to me right now.
Are you also mad at Serpent?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, fools. I've co-opted Serpent.
Don't call me a fool. I'm your father.
Shut up, Toby.
Call me Dad.
No.
Don't use my first name.
I'll say what I want.
Okay.
I've co-opted Serpent. I've taken their infrastructure, and as they were crumbling into the ashes, I have risen. Like the Phoenix.
I was going to say, like a Phoenix.
Like a Phoenix, but the Phoenix. We're called the Phoenix.
Oh, that's the new name? God.
That's it. It's because we're gross from the ashes, yes.
Oh, that's also, you eat serpents? That's cool.
Well, I didn't say that, but that works, I guess.
Phoenixes eat serpents? Yeah, you can use that.
That's actually a good idea, but...
Yeah, use that.
All right,
anyway,
where are you, motherfucker? We're here to kill you.
I'm not telling.
And in the background, you hear like a television. You say here on Anchorage, Alaska News.
you guys didn't hear that, did you?
No.
Did you also put us on speakerphone, Toby?
Well, I'm eating mac and cheese right now.
Oh my gosh! Wait, what kind? The animals?
No,
like the character
just
ones.
The ones from Trader Joe's.
Ah, boo.
Don't boo me.
Boo.
Don't boo me. I'm watching my weight.
Oh, you could splurge a little when it's mac and cheese, buddy.
Anywho. There's like a wet mac and cheese noise.
Just be careful. You're lactose intolerant, buddy.
What was your point of calling us?
My point is calling. I'm trying to tell you.
Now we know more about you and your location. You were anonymous before. We had no clue what was going on.
Right. Well, what I'm trying to say is there are secret organizations all over the world, right? Independent spy agency. Yes, there are. I've noticed.
Oh, shit. I didn't... Yeah, like, okay. I mean, I've only been in this position for a month, so...
Right. I'm sure Kim knew.
What
Kim?
Is that supposed to mean?
Oh, shut up. Are we going to do this right now? Are we doing this right now?
What are we doing?
Did you say Kim and then you're telling me not to talk? You shouted me out. I want to respond.
Can I just say my evil plan, please?
Yeah.
Why
did
you say
okay.
Kim? How do you know my? Oh, I told you my name.
I'm following you.
You're following me.
I knew where you lived. I knew where you lived.
He did bomb the place, Kim.
I'm in Anchorage, Alaska, within 5 miles of a Trader Joe's. Obviously.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's go. Oh crap.
Let's go.
Listen, the point is, I'm trying to take down secret organizations and take over the government.
Have you taken down any other secret organizations?
Almost all of them.
Well, you didn't take down us. We're still here.
I did. I destroyed your headquarters.
Yeah, it's only us three.
Wait. Wait, hang up on him.
No, don't hang up on me.
I'm not going to hang up on my son. That's very rude.
No, hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Okay. Toby, I got to go. I'll call you back.
No, what? Up. No, I'm not. He hangs up.
All right, here's what we need to do. We need to get in contact with our sister organization in Alaska, and we need to call them, and we need to plan out our plan of attack. Because we can't go alone. I think we need backup.
I agree with you. That's a good point, dear.
Do you think he lives in Anchorage, Alaska, and he hasn't taken down the local Anchorage, Alaska secret organization yet?
Well, it's, Toby.
It's really secret.
It's very secret.
It's under the ice.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're called the Sub-Icers.
The Sicers.
The Sicers.
Sicer.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll get into contact with him right now. He goes over to like a large
Toby,
computer
screen.
Toby,
before we go, last time we went out, you gave us some new weapons. Can we get some more?
Oh, yeah. You guys want to suit up?
Yeah. Can we
suit
up?
Yeah, we want to suit up.
Hell yeah. He opens up a door. It's the room with the tea party. Sorry, not that room. Not that room.
How did you open a tea party at my house?
Oh, we're at your house.
Dead bodies?
I forgot we moved. don't ask questions. Anyway, he opens up another door. and inside it is like a bunch of guns.
Oh,
and
sweet, my guns.
And lasers and shields and compact wristwatches that have holograms inside them, and like lipstick bomb that will shoot people. And also like a utility belts and whatnot. Pick your poison.
Toby, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to hand me one of Xavier's things.
Okay. I'll model them for you. He picks out one. It's like a powder, like women powder themselves, you know. But this
makeup?
Powder.
Oh, like,
yeah, it's
oh
like
my
makeup.
God. Yeah.
But this one, it like you throw it on the ground and it's a smoke bomb. Whoa.
I'll take that.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, another one. This one's a good one. He reaches out and he gets a backpack. This one, all right, you know the backpack that turns into a jetpack?
Yeah, we do.
I have that.
Kim's wearing one right now.
I'm wearing it right now.
Well, this is the latest model.
Okay, ooh, I'll take it.
Nope.
All right, fine. You can have it.
Where
I have
you?
The makeup thing. All right, next is a montage of Toby handing different things. You know, we're trying them. Things explode. Things turn green. There's smoke. We laugh. We cry.
They burn a hole into the next room. They see the tea party. And it's like, I don't need to see that. He quickly boards it up.
The montage ends. Our two heroes, they step out of the room. They are completely ammoed up. They're ready to go. They're both wearing black latex outfits.
Mm-hmm. So is Toby.
So is Toby.
He really
it, like,
doesn't up on
fit, it doesn't like fit Toby all the best.
Yeah, he has like his belly is kind of sticking out. He's like, all right.
Our next point of attack is we get on a plane to Alaska.
We fly.
Well, there's only two jetpacks and one Toby, so we should get on a plane, right?
We're bringing Toby with us?
Oh, no. I guess, well, he did dress up.
I just wanted to be a part of the dress-up crew.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to bring him. He's old.
I could be like the man in the chair or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah. You can be Toby. Look,
I mean,
he smacks his belly.
Look at all these phones Toby has. He doesn't know what's going on. Do we want him in the chair?
Honestly, I don't want him on the trip, so we might as well have him in the chair.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I could always do other things and get
just
third.
Come with us. Toby, come with us.
You could get third.
No, we hate that guy.
Do not call third.
Do not call him. Do not call him.
All of a sudden, the door opens and third's there.
God damn it.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Haven't seen you in a while.
I don't like this guy.
No, I don't like this guy. Remember this guy?
Yeah, but we spent 30 days and 30 nights with him. And the very last day, I caught him looking at us while we were sleeping. Do you
remember
that?
He didn't even take us to the Eiffel Tower.
It's not in Russia. God, guys.
Listen, we're going on a mission to Alaska. Are you in or out?
I'm
in. Already going. So you okay. Don't, did you say you were in?
Yeah, I'm in. Okay, I'm. My grandpa already filled me in.
On everything?
Well, he said that you got a call from somebody, but he didn't really specify who.
It was your dad.
Oh, I wasn't... We weren't going to tell him.
We weren't going to tell him that.
He was your dad. I want him to sit with this. We will not explain anymore. This is how much I dislike you, Toby the Third.
Kim and Xavier both turn on their jetpacks and they fly away.
Fly away to
We're
the
going
airport.
To Alaska.
And Toby runs after them.
wait. Oh, God. Don't leave me with this awkward moment.
We cut to Toby the Second's evil apartment in Alaska. It's just like
it has like the it's like the an establishing shot and like it has like the type like types on just like beep, beep, beep,
oh
beep,
yeah
beep.
Yep
Toby's evil apartment.
So the interior of Toby's evil apartment is like just a regular apartment.
Yeah.
But there's like a they set up one of those plastic picnic tables and there's like four like nerdy dudes typing on the computer.
It has like a gas stove because it's in like the middle
right.
of
it's in the middle of like no it's an apartment building in the middle, in the middle of nowhere.
And remember, it's 5 miles away from a Trader Joe's.
At least. Toby the Second is sitting on in like a leather chair in front of the fire. Sir, we're getting a ping, sir. Sir, they've entered Alaskan airspace.
Okay. Okay, good. That was all a part of the plan.
I'm getting three pings, sir. It's three of them.
Three?
Yeah, do you think they brought your father? Because I wasn't... The projections say they weren't going to.
My father hasn't been in the field in years.
Well, I don't think he's been in the field at all. He's a janitor.
Well, he was a part of the cleaners, remember? He went to go clean up... You don't need to know this.
Thank you, sir. So three,
just
three.
Just
pings.
Monitor them.
Okay.
All and right. Then he, Toby the Second walks over to one of the other nerdy guys. All right, Clarence.
Hello.
Clarence, look.
Yes.
Is the ship,
sir? We're getting pings. There's three of them.
I already told him there's pings.
I heard that part. Is the shipment going to be here on time, Clarence?
Let me see. He click clocks. The shipment is going to be delayed.
Oh, what the fuck? I mean, God. All right. You two.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Wait, sir. We're getting another ping.
Another one?
Somebody on their own.
What? How is that possible?
I'm not sure, but they seem to be moving separately. It's like they're following them almost. Very interesting. The shipment will be delayed.
I thank you.
It'll be 3 months late.
What?
Yeah, I'm seeing a layover here
in
New Jersey.
Yep.
All right, you two, you guys got to go to New Jersey and get that shipment.
What?
Sir, it's a large crate of missiles. I don't know how we're going to get it back to Alaska.
I can't carry that much. Can you carry that much?
I cannot.
Well, so what do you want us to do?
Not the boss.
No.
All right, look. Do we have any missiles on hand?
Yeah, I do. One right here. He holds it in his hand.
Okay. Be careful with that.
He drops it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
They all wince, but nothing happens.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, look. We got it. We're on short supply then, I guess, for our battle against... The organization. So look, Phoenix will rise. I mean, we've already risen, but we're gonna rise to the occasion. You get
that's
that
cute.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, that's great, sir.
So look, just monitor the situation. You two monitor the situation. You two.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you still talking to Wes?
No, it's the other two he's talking
to.
The
other two that haven't been named yet. I mean, the first one hasn't been named either, but...
I'm Clarence.
Yes, you're Clarence. This one is Jimmy. And
Which
this
one is
one...
Jimmy?
The I'm first Jimmy. One? No, I'm Jimmy. The first one.
The first one's Jimmy.
Jimmy and Clarence. And
Jimmy and Clarence.
And we got Pings and Shipments.
And we got Rodney.
Yes.
Rodney.
And
Rocky.
Rocky. Rodney and Rocky here.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
We don't monitor Pings or Shipments.
No, you two are my. You two are the.
We're the assassins.
Yeah, the brutes. All right, you two, come with me.
I like to think that I'm a thinker as well, but okay.
I like to think I'm a dancer. He begins to pirouette.
Rodney. Come on.
I'm Rocky.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
What, you think he's a dancer? You think his name is Rocky?
You think because he's a thinker, his name is also... No, you think...
You think I'm not Rodney?
Well... Fuck you! All right, let's go.
Come on. All right. He takes him down the stairs of the apartment building to the basement.
They walk past, like, several people, like, coming in and out. It's, like, just regular people.
Yeah, like, there's, like, an old lady with a little toy poodle.
Why doesn't she get a real poodle?
Shut the fuck up. She's just like, she's walking it, but like dragging it behind her. Anyways, they go into the basement, and Toby the Second, he unlocks a gate in the basement, and on the other side, he pushes in a brick on the brick wall, and a secret door opens. Get in.
Get in, please.
Please, get
in. Dances.
Thank you.
He begins to nay-nay.
Okay. Toby the Second hits a button, and the door closes, and the room that they're in is an elevator. Can you not, Jake? And the elevator goes down. And inside is a large mission control with a bunch of other people.
Well, we've had this room in here the whole time, and we've been working in your apartment.
Yes, because you four are the top four.
Oh, did the other two follow us?
No, they're up there. They're following the Pings, but I'm grouping you together.
And the Shipments also, I'm sure.
I've heard they were delayed.
Yes, they were delayed.
3 months in New Jersey.
At least I
everybody
have to go.
See, I'm a thinker.
I'm a dancer.
And I'm the boss. Anyway, everybody in the mission control looks over at Toby the Second. The Shipment's delayed.
Yay!
No, that's bad.
There's like money exchanging hands, and people are like, there's like a bit of betting pool.
What's going on?
Don't tell him. Who's going to tell him? I'm not going
to
tell him.
No, I'm not going to tell him either. We don't need to tell him.
They like flip over, like it's like built, like
it's like a whiteboard that
a
has
whiteboard
all, like, the pool
that
on
has
it.
Like the names. There's like one guy who's just like, just like Chris. Hey, Chris is the big winner. Everybody, claps for Chris. Were you guys taking bets on if this shipment was going to happen or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's like several just mumbles from the crowd.
Toby the Second shoots somebody.
How many months? Bam. How many months, sir?
Three.
There's more cheering and boos. They flip over the whiteboard and it's another. There's more money exchanged hands.
Oh, what the f... All right, look. As you could see, he goes over to like a display and he punches in some buttons. And on the large... mission control screen in front of everybody, a radar comes up and there's the four Pings on there. Our guests are coming soon, so we will have to make do with what we have.
Why don't you just send the assassins to kill them?
Yeah, we're ready.
Well, that's the first part, but I'm just saying we'll have to be ready. Okay.
We're ready. First, we should send the assassins, though.
Right. Okay. Rodney. Rocky.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. At ease. go do what you do best.
With pleasure.
Rocky begins dancing. Ronnie starts
no,
thinking.
No, no, not Rocky.
He means, killing. He means killing.
I mean, you are a good dancer, but I meant killing in this.
I don't know. I think it's a little derivative, but.
I think you're a little dance derivative.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going. Okay, we cut to.
They take out their swords. They run.
We cut to Kim, Xavier, and Third. They're all flying on their jetpacks over, like, just icy sheets of land.
There's some pretty shots.
Kim and Xavier are, like, up ahead, and, like, Third's, like, keeps trying to, like, catch up with them.
They just keep zooming faster as soon as he gets closer.
Third's jetpack keeps going, like, keeps, like, coughing out every once in a while. Xavier points to a spot, and all three of them land on, like, this like, really thick, icy lake. Alright. This is the location of the Sicers.
The Sicers.
The Sicers.
Alright.
Okay. Alright, dig, Toby.
Yeah, Toby. Dig.
Dig.
They
dig,
both
boy.
Point laser guns at him.
Third starts digging, and all very quickly, he hits something, and then a button on a pole starts raising from the ground. It's like a red button. He presses it, and all of a sudden the ice in front of them slices in half and shows a staircase. Holy shit.
Holy crap.
Let's go down.
After you.
Oh, well, thank you. She takes her time.
She slips. No, wait.
She's, like, going down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh. Toby, you did this, man.
They make it to the front door. There's a guard out front. Excuse me, sir, who's just been under the ice. Can we go in?
State your names and reasons for being here.
My name is Kim. This is Xavier. That's Third. We're from the organization.
The organization?
Yeah.
You may enter.
Okay.
Thank you. That was like, he didn't even verify our security clearance.
You know what?
I know everything.
You know, when he said we would enter, for some reason I thought he would hold the door for us.
Right.
I know. He looks at Xavier. Warlord Wimumbo.
Oh
my goodness. I recognize you.
You remember
me? Was he one of your children?
you were one of the child soldiers.
Child soldier. She does the
stop
air
it.
Bunnies.
Stop, Kim. Stop it.
I was one of the child soldiers.
I'm sorry what I did to you.
What did you do to him?
I made him a soldier.
He used my body as a weapon.
He used your body?
Please don't
say it
like
that. Not like that.
Simply as a tool for destruction. It was Dark Pass, kid. I was doing it for the good of all of Australia.
Well, look, Warlord.
Wananabu knew.
Waga waga.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Can we come in? I'm cool.
Yes, enter. He
there's
follows
a draft.
It inside,
it zooms
and
out.
There's like there's a draft. There's like a bunch of you guys haven't seen Kids Next Door, probably. I'm thinking of like the ice pole, the North Pole thing. It's like a secret base. It's icy all over. There's penguins waddling around.
Like the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah. People are click-clacking on keyboards. Sending
keyboards
messages.
Made of ice.
Ice boards.
Sir, excuse me. Former child soldier.
Yeah.
What? We need to see the director immediately.
I am the director. Hi.
Oh my god. What have you been doing outside?
I knew you were coming. You guys pinged on our board.
Oh my gosh, Kim. We didn't get rid of anti-ping technology.
Oh shit.
God damn. That means they know we're here.
Wait, I see there's another ping behind us. What is that?
We don't know. We thought that fourth pin would be with you, but apparently not.
Should we wait to see what it is? I think we should. I think we should go into lockdown mode, honestly, for 30 days.
Kim, we don't have the time.
We don't have the time. It's just a single ping.
Okay.
And plus, it's like a blue ping, not a red ping. So that blue ping means that it's friendly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we should go. So we're here.
What do you need from us?
We need to know where.
Where is
Toby the
Second?
Oh yeah, that guy. Phoenix. Yes. He calls himself. Fucking dumb as shit.
I think it's a cool name, actually. I think it's a fun wordplay.
It's very, it's reminiscent of, you know, things like Harry Potter and stuff like that. You know, Phoenix, obviously.
Phoenix?
And also Phoenix, just Arizona. Mythology in general. It's not everything ties back to Harry Potter. Fucking.
Why? Okay, you just met me. Well, that's not true. You were one of my child soldiers.
Yeah.
Did you talk a lot about Harry Potter to the children when you would read them bedtime stories?
I did read them Chamber of Secrets a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Only probably, Chamber of Secrets.
It was only Chamber of Secrets.
Is that what you call it?
I mean,
your
that's
chamber?
The one that the Phoenix
stop
is in.
Stop it. Kim, stop.
Your Chamber of Secrets?
No. It wasn't. No.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like
obviously
that.
Logistic. Never mind.
Okay. Well, here's what I have to say. I'm ready. Let's go take him on.
All right.
Who do you have? Do you have any? All of a sudden, yes. The board pings. It's two red pings, and they start coming closer.
Red alert. That's
that's a penguin doing that.
there's red flashing lights, and all the analysts who are all typing on the ice keyboards, they all just start running to like the lockdown areas.
Okay,
quick, you guys get in the lockdown area. Quick,
no,
follow me.
We should stand our ground.
We're gonna stand and fight.
We're gonna stand and fight. This is the way that the organization taught us.
Right.
Never
there's four
run.
Of us and two of them.
Okay.
There's four of us, and then there's another. Person coming too? I don't know.
I wish I could tell you, bro.
I wish I could tell you. I have a feeling who it is, but
yeah,
I don't
know. It's probably. I mean, maybe.
Maybe what?
I'll fight with you.
Thank you, child soldier.
Yeah.
What is your name?
This is really embarrassing. But what is your name?
My name is Lars.
Lars.
Remember me now, bitch!
Yeah, I was thinking, honestly, when we met and you told me that you were a child soldier, I was thinking of another child soldier.
Oh.
You must have had a lot of children running around.
It was at least 15.
Oh, I was
dude,
thinking
there
like
was
100.
At least 150.
Yeah, that's what I was, I just assumed there would be a lot of you guys.
I only remember about 15 of them.
All of a sudden, there's an explosion outside the door. The entire ice place rocks back and forth. All right, I think it's time. Kim takes out her sword. I'm ready.
Oh my god, you have a sword?
I brought a sword with me.
Toby the Third is like, I thought like he just did like suited up with guns and shit.
Oh, Toby the Third, I forgot you were here.
Yeah, I'm Third, not Toby. Third. Hi.
Yeah, Third, more like Turd. Why didn't we make that joke?
Wow, really original.
Why didn't we make that joke? I'm kind of disappointed. Fuck you, Third. All right.
Just all then, right. as the smoke from the explosion clears away, there's Rocky and Rocco.
Rodney.
Rodney. Rocky and we should have called him Rocky and Rocco.
That's his nickname.
Rocky and Rodney are there. They both have their swords.
They're both ready. Kim has her sword.
Xavier has his gun.
Prepare to die. We are the assassins.
We're going to kill you.
We're going to assassinate you.
And we're going to kill the rest of this organization here. The Slicers. Slicers, yeah.
They step forward, and Lars steps forward to intercept them. They begin chopping him up. They slice off everything.
But he has, like, steel gauntlets, and he's like... he deflects each one.
Rocky, he distracts him with his dance, and as he's dancing, Rodney takes a knife and he sticks it in his face. There goes Lars.
Goodbye, child.
Bye, soldier.
Well, we didn't. Wow, okay.
This was just a lucky guess by us.
Well, that is a really lucky guess. How did we know?
Did he happen to be a child soldier? Can we get confirmation?
He did.
Oh, okay,
he did.
Cool. All right.
Third takes out a gun and starts blasting.
Xavier also starts blasting.
They're dodging. They're still
they're like flipping around. They're like doing handstands. And
Rocky's almost dancing, one would say.
Whoa.
He's like doing
this
cartwheels.
Isn't working.
Rodney sits down to think a little bit.
Kim's sword begins to glow. I'm ready to use it.
You weren't using it?
She takes it, and the sword, it begins to glow so brightly, one would call it a saber of light. She drops it. It goes right through the ice.
What? No! No, Kim!
It starts flooding.
Oh, my God. This place is going to go under.
We need to get out of here, but how do we get past them?
We can't leave without figuring out where Toby Xavier is either.
Xavier!
What?
Look up. There's like up. Stalactites above them of made out of ice.
I think stalagmite is at the top.
Let me look.
Because it might fall on you.
Stalactite. I'm looking it up.
It's not stalactite. It's definitely not that.
Stalagmite.
Mite.
No, because one of them means from the floor and one of them means from the ceiling.
Stalagmite is the one rising from the floor. Stalactite is the one from up above.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. The more you know.
There's rocks on the ceiling.
Right, it's stalactites.
Stalactites.
Speaking of tights, this latex is really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've had a wedgie for about 3 hours now.
Oh, I've given you a wedgie.
All right, look.
Stop. Our sex life is private.
Xavier, shoot the stalactites.
Okay, you're right. He starts shooting the stalactites, and they just all start shooting. Falling. Yep.
And one of them pierces into Rodney's head.
Hell yeah. Oh, Rodney's dead.
Fuck yeah.
One of them falls, and the other one falls and hits like Rocky's shoulder, and he like pins him to the ground.
They all start to corner Rocky. Well. If it isn't a little soldier.
Guys, what the fuck? This place is flooding. We don't have time for this.
Well, let's take him.
Oh, why don't we just ask him now where
because,
Toby
because
the Second
water,
is?
Because the water's flooding. Okay, where's Toby the Second?
Where's Toby the Second?
He lives in an apartment.
Where?
It's near, it's on Kennedy Street.
Perfect. Near the Trader Joe's?
Near the Trader Joe's. How did
Perfect.
You know that?
Xavier shoots him in the head and they leave.
His head explodes.
There's several takes of the explosion.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody walks out a little bit shaken.
Third, really quick, goes and opens up the lockdown room door with all the other people from the base. They all escape.
Well, that was nice.
All right, now we have to go to Kennedy Street, obviously.
You don't think it's like John F. Kennedy, do you?
I hope not.
I don't know. That'd be pretty crazy.
That'd be wild.
Woo! We cut to outside of Toby the Second's apartment building. Our three heroes are locked out of the door. Like, they can't get in because they don't have the code. I guess
I'll take some time decoding this. You guys do some recon around.
Why don't
the
we just start pressing buttons and asking if people will let us in?
I mean, you can do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, Xavier presses the first button.
As they're doing this, we zoom out, and up above the building, we see a figure on a jetpack. He flies away, or they fly away. Who knows?
Did you guys see that up there?
What?
See, no, what?
We're focused on getting in this building.
Sorry, right, I'm talking to this lady.
It must have been the sun. What is
Excuse
she saying?
Excuse me.
Hello?
Hello, will you let us in, please?
Is this my son?
Say yes. Say yes.
Yes, it is.
I don't have a son. Bye.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait. Okay, let
Got
me try.
Her, my...
She buzzes the same lady.
Hello?
Hello? It's your son. No, fuck.
I don't have a son. Bye-bye.
Okay, wait. Let me try one more time.
Wait, why don't you just...
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, it's not your son.
It's your daughter.
Oh, my daughter.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Mommy.
How have you been? I'll buzz you in.
Okay.
Quick.
They open the door. Inside, There's a secretary. The secretary is none other than John F. Kennedy. Hello?
Holy shit.
Is that John F. Kennedy?
It's not. Hello, it's me, John F. Kennedy.
Oh my god. John F. Kennedy, is that really you?
It is. Welcome to Kennedy Towers. How can I help you?
How is this you?
You're the president. I've seen the Zapruder film. Is that what it's called?
Zapruder film.
Zapruder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Are you
very, very
You directed it?
I did.
Wow!
I did.
Are you a clone? Be honest.
Maybe.
Do you have a cloning facility in this building? Just out of curiosity.
Maybe.
Oh my god, you were getting a bunch of good
answers. Who is asking?
This is the daughter of that old lady.
We see the old lady come down the stairs. Where's my daughter? She's dragging the
Oh, hello, Miss Johnson. Your daughter's right here.
Oh, thank you,
Kim
John.
Kim slyly pulls out her perfume and sneezes it onto the
old lady. She like, tumbles lady. Down the stairs.
she's blind as fuck now.
Oh my god, my cataracts must be acting up.
Oh, Miss Johnson, why did you do that to her?
Oh, I'm sorry. I sneezed. Mom, can I come up?
Sure. Can you grab Snuffles?
Snuffles has also fallen down the stairs.
It's dead.
Well, Snuffles was a toy poodle. It was a toy.
It's a dead toy poodle.
Oh, okay. Oh, no! Well, bring him up.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to try, but all right, let's go, Mom.
Okay.
Are we following this woman all the way up? This seems like so much work. Which floor are you on? Are you on the second floor?
I'm on the second floor. You should know this. Thank
just
you.
Ask. Just ask her if she knows Toby.
Yo, do you know Toby the second, Mom?
Toby the second.
Yeah.
He lives a floor above me on the top floor.
Okay. Well, the cloning facility is on the second floor, and I kind of want to stop.
Cloning facility.
Okay. Wait, Mom. Can you shut up for 1 second?
Just shut up.
Shut up, Mom. We're inside.
And you two, third.
I wasn't saying anything.
Shut up.
Third, we could hear you fucking thinking. So you stop. You turn your face to the wall. Look at the wall, bitch.
Okay, look at the wall. Look at the wall.
Okay, hey, Jesus.
Okay, well, I want to see if there's any more information about Phil.
Okay, should we split up?
All right. Are you going to be okay going on your own?
I think so. Well, that means you're taking third, huh?
Fuck! All right, come here, third. We're going to the cloning facility. Xavier, you take the upstairs. If there's any trouble, use our telecoms and say, I'm in trouble.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
Wait, come here, Xavier, before we go.
Yeah.
She kisses him. Oh. She gives him a dick slap. Something to remember me by. All right.
Are you going to take me upstairs, young man?
Oh, god damn it.
God, okay, wait.
Wait, you take the old woman. I have places to go.
Fine.
So that way we each have somebody that we
Wait, should
want.
I take her to her apartment?
No, actually take her with you.
But she's... Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay, fine, I'll take her.
Okay, wait, give me one more kissy.
Okay.
Are you done?
Okay, blind woman. I mean, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Well, Jesus, okay. Remember, right, don't you remember my name?
Yeah, it's...
It's Jackie.
I mean,
Jackie
me
Kennedy.
Oh, my God,
Jackie Kennedy. Is that the wife of John F. Kennedy, just for clarification?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Not specifically that guy.
Miss Kennedy. Why was that JFK lookalike downstairs calling you Miss Johnson then?
He doesn't know who I am. I'm just an old lady to him.
I feel like she's evil. I don't trust her.
You don't trust anyone we ever meet.
I trusted you. Actually, no, that's not true.
That is literally not true when we met in the elevator.
I didn't trust you at first.
You said, I don't know who you are. I've worked here every day. I've never seen you.
Well, but now I love you.
Right. Wow. Okay, love, that's...
That's whew. The truest form of trust there is.
Yes, it is.
They high five.
All right, okay. All right. Come on, Jackie, let's go.
Okay. Oh, God.
Jackie Robin? No.
Kennedy.
Kennedy.
No. We cut to the cloning outside the cloning facility.
You hear an ambient womp, 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 womp. All right, third, we're going in.
Okay.
Third, you go in first.
I'm so ready. Okay. He plants an explosive device on the door, and they take a step back behind some crates. Third hits the button and explodes.
Well, that was nice. Now let's go inside.
All right. Well, it was locked. Oh, at least yeah. I think it was.
As they walk inside, there's like one scientist furiously typing away at a keyboard.
And there's like a conveyor belt of different clones of
womp,
presidents.
Womp. Different presidents, yeah.
We see and also Franklin, their spouses, apparently.
We see Franklin Roosevelt, too, in the corner. Hello?
Oh, how did you guys get in here?
We're here to kill you. She puts out her
Wait,
gun.
Why? No, why?
But first, we want answers.
Okay.
First of all, why are you cloning
What's going
presidents?
On here? Oh, sorry.
Okay, wait. Watch your
sorry.
Turn, Tope.
Okay.
Why are you cloning presidents?
Classified.
See, that's good. That's funny. That's funny. She shoots one of the presidents.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you.
It was Wait, a
did
Lincoln.
Did I just commit treason?
No, it was
It was Lincoln.
Oh, my God, Lincoln, no! He was talking about a show he wanted to see.
All right, fine. I'll tell you what this is for. It's I was paid a lot of money to do this by an individual that I don't know. He speaks to me through a proxy.
Is that like another?
It's like another yeah, it's like another person.
Okay. Well, I have a question. If okay. I were to show you a specific person that was not a president, would you tell me if you cloned them recently?
Yes, I remember everybody I've ever cloned.
Okay. She takes out her phone and shows him a picture of Phil. Do you know this man?
I don't.
Interesting.
I've never cloned that man.
You've never cloned that man?
I've only cloned Ray William Johnson.
Did he die? No. We just need more.
There need to be more Rays in the world.
In the it was more Rays. That and presidents, obviously. It's been all presidents and Ray William Johnson.
You know, Ray William Johnson is not that successful anymore.
I think... Third, come here. Come to the corner with
okay,
me.
Okay.
We're going to
okay,
take hi. A sidebar, Mr. Scientist.
Oh, boy, I'm so excited. It's my first sidebar with you.
Here's what I think. I think we should gather the presidents, and we should take the place by storm. Us and all the presidents.
We'll be like Warlord Wigga Wigga.
We'll be like
we'll
Warlord.
Be like a child soldiers, but instead it's a president soldiers.
President soldiers. And I see at least three of each president. So we got, what, like 100 in like.
Well, we're on like what, like something? 40. We're on 46 right now with Biden.
So, we're
so 46 times 3. Is
go.
It's 138.
It is.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm listening.
All right. Well, we're gonna take the place by storm with the presidents. Who's with us, presidents?
Obama. There's an Obama one. He's just like I'm with you.
I am also with you.
I am also with you.
Obama. With you. Obama. I'm with you as well.
Obama.
Which one was in the wheelchair? Which president was that?
FDR. That was Franklin Delano.
FDR was in a wheelchair.
Well, now we're down to 137 because one of the Lincolns died.
One of the Lincolns died. FDR, the first one. No, Franklin. Is
all this,
it's like, Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt two different people?
Yes, they're two different people.
I knew that. All right.
No, you didn't because you also had that happen in the first episode, too.
I called him Teddy, I think.
Yeah, you
we
did.
We have all the Roosevelts. We have Teddy Franklin, FDR. We have
Rutherford William, B. Hayes. He's over there.
William Howard Taft. We got Andrew Johnson. Was he president?
Whoa, Chester A. Arthur also? What?
We have everybody. Everybody's here. It's like Avengers Endgame, but for president.
Trump's here. What the fuck? Quick, kill him. All right.
We killed Donald Trump.
All right. Now we're at 134. All right. We got to keep these intact.
All right. So before we go, I have one more question for the scientist.
Okay.
Before we kill you and we slice off your toes.
Oh, my God.
In that order?
We toes and then kills.
Okay. What? What could you possibly want?
I want to know the name of your proxy.
It's...
Or a way to contact them.
Oh, you just go upstairs.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. I shouldn't have said that.
Wait, there's somebody above Toby the Second?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
She taps her intercom. Boop, 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 boop.
We do like the side-by-side two different calls on screen. One on the other one is Xavier.
What's up?
I'm not in trouble. I just want to say I love you.
Okay, I love you. Love you too.
Okay.
Who's that?
It's your daughter.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say that we found out that Toby the Second is working for somebody.
You're kidding.
No. And I have all the presidents ever except for Donald Trump, and we're going to take the place by storm.
Okay, that sounds like an amazing plan.
Before you kill Toby the Second, find out who he's working for.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. I promise.
And then as Kim hangs up, Xavier's screen takes over the whole screen.
All right, Jack, you said this one is Toby's apartment.
Yep, this is it.
All right, I guess we just break down the door.
Well, I can just knock.
Yeah, that's good. We'll use the old woman decoy. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
I can't see. Where's the door?
That's right. Like, positions her to the door.
Okay.
Okay, just knock.
And Clarence opens the door.
Hello?
Hi, buddy.
Hi, I saw you pinging in.
Yeah. Look.
Can I help you?
Where's Toby?
I mean...
I need his help with something. It's old women things, you know.
Okay. Toby knows his women things. Toby?
What's up?
Jackie's here. She has woman things.
Okay, well, I'm in the bedroom. Just send her back.
Okay. You can come in, Jackie.
Okay.
This is my ward.
Your ward.
Hello.
I've never seen you before.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Jackie's ward.
Clarence's eyes begin to, you know, turn into little eyes.
What? Why are your eyes doing that?
I think he's just squinting. I can't see, but I think...
I don't know.
I am squinting. Sorry, my eyes just shrunk for a second.
Xavier grabs Clarence and he chokes him out.
Oh my God!
Jimmy looks up and he's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Xavier shoots him.
But it's like a silencer, so...
Yeah, so
Jackie has no clue.
But his head still explodes.
He begins going crazy, killing everybody in the room. He's like a wolf.
There's only those two.
He's just shooting all the computers then.
What are you doing? Oh my God.
Toby the Second comes out of the room. What the fuck is going on?
Toby, I assure you recognize me.
Oh my God. Xavier.
It's me. And I have you at gunpoint.
Hi! Hi, Toby!
Hi, Ken. Hi, Jackie.
Can you help me with my woman problems?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of something. You brought somebody into my house. Not cool.
Clarence let us in.
All of a sudden, Toby's, intercom begins to, like, his phone rings or something.
What is it, Dad?
Hey, buddy, I'm calling you back. So, like, how's things going? I'm sure my friends are there.
Jesse, you be to
put them. Can you put them on speaker?
Yeah.
Hello.
It puts them on speaker.
Hello. Are my friends there? Hello, it's Toby.
Hi, Toby.
Hey, Xavier, what's going on?
Not much. We're kind of in the middle of something right now.
Oh, in the middle of what?
Believe it or not.
In the middle of what?
They're in the middle of infiltrating my base, like you
this
told
is the
them
big
to do.
Confrontation moment.
Oh, right, my job. Oh. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. Is there anything I can help with or make it go easier for you?
All of a sudden, in the background, you hear Barack Obama do a war cry.
We are coming.
Charge!
People are screaming.
What? Xavier, what's going on? Xavier.
Hello. Yes.
Hello?
The
what's
president,
going on?
We found that there's a cloning facility in the building, and the presidents are.
Oh
revolting.
God! You found the cloning facility? Fuck.
Yes, I know.
My boss is not going to be happy about that.
Okay, wait. Hang up on your dad. Hang up.
Well,
on him.
Don't hang up.
Hang up on him.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Okay. Well. All
right. We need to figure this out right here, right now. Who are you working for?
He's here. Don't you feel his presence? All of a sudden, a person in a wheelchair rolls out. It's Franklin Roosevelt from the first movie.
Whoa.
Oh, hello.
Oh my
hello there.
Is that you, Franklin D. Roosevelt? Or no,
it is.
Franklin. You're so funny, Franklin.
It is. Jackie, shut up.
Franklin, are you Toby the Second's boss?
I am. I was the one who came up with Phoenix. I am the mastermind. And Toby is the figurehead.
That's right.
Whoa is right. This is crazy. Well, I feel
remember
like
when they killed my girlfriend Francesca.
I do. Yeah, you're so funny. I was there. Do you remember me? I was Sven.
Sven.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I just put that together. That's...
I know. Isn't that crazy? I never like officially said that.
Right. You never. I guess I didn't hear about you until later. It's fine. Now I have to kill you, obviously, because you know that I'm in charge of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good
remember,
luck. I have all my weapons. All of a
and
sudden,
do you remember me, Sven? He puts on his Dolph mask. Toby the Second puts on his Dolph.
Oh my god, why have you been keeping this from me?
Whoa, you're Dolph?
You don't understand what's going on.
He taps his earpiece. Boop 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 boop. Boop
the boop, screen boop. Splits in two. On the other side is Kim.
Kim?
What's going on?
Did you know that Toby the Second is Dolph?
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, also I'm in trouble.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh my god, well, you should have started with that.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Okay.
Bring
well,
can you bring the presidents up?
I'm coming. Can you hear the Obama war cry?
Yeah, I did. Are they getting some of them getting assassinated?
Well,
how are the Kennedys doing?
Kennedys are fine.
Okay.
We're evacuating the building right now, and I can come up. I can be up there in a second. I'm bringing the Obamas, all three of them.
Okay, good.
You can hear in the distance, like Bill Clinton. One of the Bill Clintons is just like, "God, I got him out of here."
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I'll be there soon. I got to stop Andrew Jackson from killing some people.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Okay. Boop, boop. Beep, beep. It goes back to Xavier's side of the screen again.
Gotcha. All right. Well, so. Fuck, we're in trouble.
Yes, right. You are. He takes off his Dolph mask again.
All of a sudden, behind Xavier, we see a figure walk into the room. It's Phil.
Phil, what are you doing here?
Phil? I'm Toby the Second right now. Phil? You're alive? I thought we killed you.
Phil, is that you?
It is. It's me. I'm here.
Are you on our side?
I am on your side. Didn't you see the ping? It was blue.
Yeah,
that was you!
We've never cloned him before.
You've never cloned me. I've been alive the whole time. This is me, the real Phil.
Alright, Phil. Well then, we, hand in hand, both lovers of Kim, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we should talk about this because technically we're still married.
Fuck, that's right. Well, I mean, you say till death do us part and you death.
Yeah, well, I'm not dead, so I'm right here. So.
Okay, well, you death, though, so, and then you parted, so.
Right, well, I did part for a little bit, but I definitely didn't death.
Well,
so.
We got married.
You did what?
I married Kim.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, but, my God, really?
Yes.
But didn't they figure out that we're...
All of a sudden, the Obamas charge into the room.
Kim's riding on one of their backs. All the Obamas have swords.
Kim is riding on one of their backs, yeah.
They run and impale Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah. And then they hold Toby
this
the second.
This is worse than polio.
They hold Toby the second at knife point.
Well, Toby, do you have any last words?
Just tell my dad I missed him.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Wait, isn't Third here? Holy shit, you're my son.
Oh my God, we completely glossed over this.
Wait, holy fuck.
Third runs to the front and he goes, Dad, Dad.
I'm sorry for what I became, son.
I want to forgive you.
Don't.
Well, did you love me?
Of course I did. I loved you.
And Obama stabs him through the neck.
Obama! Oh my God. I'm Kim. Oh my God, Phil, is that you?
It's me. I'm here. I helped save the day.
I'm Third.
Okay.
Third. Oh, sorry. No, that's not the time.
No, not the time.
No.
We need to talk about our relationship.
I know. It's all right. Xavier told me that
you guys got married. So what does this mean about... Can you get double married? Is that a thing?
No, it's not legal. Okay, it's not legal at all.
We're in Alaska, so am I right?
Well, not even in Alaska is it legal.
Okay, well.
One of the Obamas is just like, it is not legal, but I am Obama.
Obama.
Obama, that is a good point.
We were the president. So
we could make it legal, in a sense.
We will do you a solid.
Kim, we will.
And Xavier and Phil.
And we're going to make polygamy legal.
How do you feel about polygamy, Xavier? Are you okay sharing?
I'm fine with it.
Phil, how do you feel about it?
I'm so into it.
I'm into it too. Hi, I'm Toby. Third.
Shut up.
Okay.
All
shut
right,
up.
We're not. Third, you don't say anything else about her, you know.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, hold on a second, Third.
What?
My wedding night?
Fuck. Shut the fuck up, Third. Stop fucking talking!
Third! Shush. I was the mustached man!
The man with the best man. The man with the mustache fucked me hard.
Yeah, that was me. Hi.
Listen, Third, you're lucky I'm into polygamy. Otherwise, this would be very uncool.
Okay, right. Cool.
I think we should go. One of the Jeffersons told me that he rigged the place up to blow. All right. Okay, everybody. We all ready? We all have our things?
Yeah.
I am good.
Okay, Obamas. All right, everybody grab an Obama.
Grab an Obama.
Everybody. So Third and Xavier and Phil and Kim, they all get their jetpacks up, ready to go. And then the Obama's like slothing onto them. and Jackie hangs onto one of them.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
They all fly out the window.
And then we cut to a wedding.
Oh, a wedding.
All the Obamas are the best man. And it's Phil, Kim, and Xavier holding hands, and Toby the First is officiating the wedding. Toby the Third is not invited.
Do you take this man and man to be your waffly wedded husbands?
I do.
And do you two take Kim to be your lawfully wedded wife?
They both look into each other's eyes, the men, and they say in unison, "We do."
The Obamas are crying at this point.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
That's so touching.
You may now do an awkward three-way kiss.
As they lean in to kiss, an explosion rocks the wedding.
What was that?
Oh, no. It couldn't be. Like a hot, sexy woman strides through the smoke.
She's got a big grenade launcher.
It's me. I'm trying to think on the fly, but I can't, just like, Tobetha.
Tabitha.
Tabitha. Thank you.
Toby the Third goes, "Mom?" End of the movie.
Credits. Thank you for, I was like, it's gotta be like Toby, like fucking woman, but I can't think of a fucking name that, like the girl name of Toby.
Yay, the credits go. Do we want a post-credit scene?
Hell yeah, we do.
Hell yeah. Post-credit scene. It's Phil. He's in the bathroom of his wedding as he gets a final, he opens up his phone and there's a text from this, a text, and it says, "The scientist." No, it says, what the fuck? It says, "From Franklin." It says, "The deed is done." He closes his phone and puts it away in his pocket. Who is Phil? Who is he working for? These questions linger in your mind. Credits keep rolling.
We see we're at a dance hall. And we see Rocky limping out. He doesn't hit, his one arm is gone because it was impaled by the stalactite, as you found out.
Yep.
And he wasn't shot or whatever, killed or whatever. I don't know.
He didn't die. He didn't die. He has a big scar on his forehead.
And there's he dances on stage and there's uproarious applause. And he does credits, a little pirouette.
That's cute. There's one more post credit scene. It's Toby the First cleaning up Xavier's apartment. And that's the end of the movie. What are we calling that?
That's
Classified 2.
What's the
many
subtitle?
Presidents.
So many. Too many presidents.
Classified. Too many presidents.
I love it.
Jeez.
Oh, Christ.
Woo! Well, that was a sequel.
That was fun, Z's.
Yeah, that was fun doing the sequel.
Yeah. We'll have to do it maybe for episode 40. But not to that one, obviously, but to...
I don't know.
Well, maybe we set it up.
We have some fun ones too that we could always do another sequel for.
Yeah, that's true.
And we'll make more.
And we will make more.
Yes, we will.
We should just do like a month where we like stockpile a bunch and like just do like one a week.
I agree. We should be recording a lot more event. Hopefully, especially when we get back together again.
Vaccinated. Man, remember the first and second episode we were in person? The fuck?
Yeah. And then we did those. It was like episode 9 and 10 are in person,
episode
too.
Episode 9 and 10 are in person. And then episode
I think it was 14 and 15 were also in person.
See, it's like almost every five except for this one.
I know. We're really just a Zoom podcast. But, you know, when vaccination dates roll around, we'll, you know, mm-hmm. we'll probably be hanging out a lot, especially this summer, I would think.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Jake will be graduated. You'll be graduated.
Yep. I'll be graduated. Jake and I graduate this year.
I'm going off to grad school, though, so.
And I'm finishing but grad at, school.
Like, after
but
fucking...
in the summer, you won't be doing any
no,
work.
No, I won't.
I mean.
I'm moving. Oh, man. What a fun one. Who's playing all these characters?
Well.
Am I right?
No, we don't do that anymore. That, just kidding. That got canned, like, after, like, the third
like,
or something.
Episode two or three. Uh-huh. Yeah, we were just like, that's like, not. That stakes. It's not going to sustain itself.
And
it
plus, it just, like, stops the flow.
I agree.
I agree, so, too.
Just let us go, you know?
Yeah. We're just
well,
so much...
this, you know, this 20th episode, we want to thank all of you who continue to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Especially Jess.
Especially Jess. Anyway, yeah, so we want to thank you for listening to our podcast, mm-hmm. and it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, I think our goals for the next 20 episodes or so is, you know, get some more engagement with our audience. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Just
contact us.
To see
us.
Some shares, see some memes, get some emails, yeah. get some angry emails about how we hate the police.
Maybe get a
right
theme song.
Ooh, a theme.
Oh, theme song, theme wrong. Just kidding.
Good
theme
one.
Right. Thank you. I'm tired.
Yeah,
running out of steam here.
That's all right.
Well, once again, it is screenplay.
Screenplay
at night.
At night.
At night.
Again, yeah. We can't express how grateful we are for everyone listening.
Thank
so
you, everybody.
Thank you. Please share, like, review, all that fun stuff.
It's really it's we're the people's podcast. What are we? We're 20 episodes in, and we're full of love.
We are full of love.
Full
we're going
love.
Strong, and we'll continue to go strong.
As long as you keep listening, we'll keep making.
So we have been Screenplay, the improvised movie. If you want to check us out on social media, we are at Screenplay PCast on both, on all Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Let us know some fun ideas. What specific episodes you may want us to do a sequel of in the future?
Yeah, send us your mixtape. So we can
send
make
us your
the theme song,
if you allow it.
Yeah, of course.
We'll pay you,
if you send us a theme song, we'll pay you $5, but it has to be good.
Jesse will pay you $5.
I will pay you $5.
Yes. If you want to follow us individually, I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter. I'm at Electrode on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube at my username is just Alec Combs. You can search me up. A new video. I should have a new video out. A new movie commentary review on an old movie that I unearthed myself called Fudgermania. Check that
nice.
Out. It's a fun one.
Nice.
Nice.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz.
You can follow me on Instagram at JakeRubin27. Follow me on Twitter at JakeRubin69. Send me a tweet. Be like, yo, yo, yo. And I'll respond and I'll say, hey, yo, dog. If I don't do that interaction, call me out.
Yeah. So please interact with us. Give us a like, comment, subscribe. We'll try to, you know, we're trying to get back on schedule again. Jake has mono, so we've been fighting that.
And also, we're just like, we really want to get together at some point.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just like, maybe we'll get vaccinated this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're trying to, well, hopefully we'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm making that a goal for these next 2 weeks is to be back on schedule. So.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay.
This has been Screenplay Podcast, the improvised movie.
Lightspeed!
A Studio Ghibli film!